From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jane Matherglass. Families in Columbia Public Schools who want their children to switch from in-person classes to all virtual learning must get on a waiting list, the Columbia Missourian reports. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark made the announcement yesterday. As of Monday, about 70 elementary school students were on that list, she said. The Columbia School Board approved a reopening plan on Monday for elementary school students to attend classes in person 4 days a week starting next Monday. The students must wear masks, but social distancing will not be routinely possible. Baumstark said the switch will not be immediate because staffing and scheduling will need to be adjusted. Come Monday, elementary school students must still attend school based on the plan their families picked out this summer, when about 3/4 of families wanted an in-person plan. Prosecutors are asking the Missouri State Highway Patrol to investigate the police shooting of an unarmed black man in Kansas City. Jackson County Prosecutor's Office spokesman Mike Manser said yesterday that Kansas City police recently submitted the findings from their investigation into the shooting of Donnie Sanders. But prosecutors decided they still wanted an outside agency involved, even though Sanders was killed in March before the patrol began investigating Kansas City police shootings. Police said at the time that Sanders raised his arms as though he had a weapon as he ran away from a traffic stop. An officer then ordered him to get on the ground and fired when Sanders didn't follow the commands. Missouri is outsourcing contact tracing to private companies as a part of the effort to contain the spread of the coronavirus. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported yesterday that the state this week approved contracts with 9 companies to help track down people who may have been in contact with those who test positive for COVID-19. Missouri joins other states in outsourcing the work rather than hiring new employees, since it isn't known how long the pandemic will go on. Indiana, Florida, and Kentucky have also hired companies to supply contact tracers. Missouri State Fire Marshal is encouraging people to avoid outside burning amid a statewide drought that has gripped the state for several weeks. Fire Marshal Tim Bean said in a news release yesterday that under current dry conditions, even a small outdoor fire can get out of control and spread rapidly. Bean cited the lack of significant rainfall, but also low humidity, gusty winds, and warm temperatures. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows that several Missouri counties are experiencing drought conditions, including 5 with extreme droughts: Barry, Christian, Greene, Lawrence, and Stone counties. Several wildfires have burned hundreds of thousands of acres in western states. I'm Jane Matherglass, KBIA News, Columbia.